Begin. Yesterday, Shir, we spoke at some length about the Indian of Avelus the Oraisa. Let's review briefly. We had a number of opinions. There's an opinion which the Rif quotes that there's Avelus Shiva the Oraisa. But Yas, love is Abel Shiva Yomin. The Rif and the Rama reject this opinion. The Ravid holds that Avelus Shloshim exists midoraisa, in certain halachas, based on the Gemara, which seems to indicate that it's a Misa, someone who Misa Videi Shemayim, someone who shaves in Shloshim, obviously indicates a very serious prohibition. Both are rejected by almost everybody. That is just a smachta, doesn't really mean Misa Videi Shemayim literally. So we're left, therefore, we're really with three basic sheets. The Rambam says that there exists Avelus Daraisa Yom Rishon Misa Kvura, that it only begins from the time of the Kvura. From the time of the Kvura, if it happens the same day as the Misa, until nightfall, that is the time of Avelus Daraisa according to Shita Rambam. Perek Aleph in the Chos Ova Halacha Beis. The Ramban says no, it's an impossibility. Since the Rif and the Golem seem to derive Avelus the Oraisa from the concept of Anilus found in the Chumash with respect to Kotshim and Ma'aseh Sheni, and with respect to Anilus, Kotshim and Ma'aseh Sheni, the prohibition begins at the moment of the Misa. So it's inconceivable that the Din of Avelus derived from there begins only at the moment of the Kavura. Since it begins right away, Adis and Gemara Sakert, so he tries to explain away the Gemara, so I'll have to go back to that in a few moments. Then, if it is the fifth and final view, the third of the, what's sort of more accepted, the Shita Tosfos Farash, the Rama passes by, that there's no such thing as Avelus the Oraisa whatsoever. Doesn't exist. What about Aninus? Aninus Bechon, Vavelus Bechon. So, also Bezer, Mutta Bezer, Vata Bezer, Mutta Bezer, unrelated, unconnected, disconnected completely, have no connection to whatsoever to one another. Period. This is Tosfos Shita, and the Rosh, and the Rama passes Halacha. Shin Tzadi Tess Sif Yud Gimel, the Bahag said that if a person passed away on Yom Tov Sheni, was buried on that same day, then the Din D'Oraisa of Avelus pushes aside the Din D'Rabbanan of Yom Tov Sheni. So the Rama says it's not such thing, because the Yom Tov Avelus Yom Rishon is also the Rabbana. Since they're both the Rabbana, it should be quite clear that Yom Tov Sheni is more powerful as a Derabim than Avelus Yom Rishon, which is in the Rabbana, the Yochim. So that's the Ramah, Shin Tzadi Tess, if you're Gimel, we talk from the Halacha, according to Ramah, like Russian Tosfos, that Avelus is completely the Rabbana. The Mechaber, quotes the Bahagia, presumably is of the opinion that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Oraisa. Our Gemara implied this drift that Avelus is alright even beyond Yom Rishon, because it's talking about someone who died on Erev Yontif, and still, had it not been for Yontif, you get the impression it would have been an essay to Yochad going into the night. The drift, well, our Gemara goes to Adam, Anilus Laila is the Oraisa and Shaloki Ilkasa, and that particular prat. So he said, someone pointed out to me that our Tosis is not as clear as I thought. Here in our Daf Yudal and the days, the Tosis says, Tosfos starts talking about Avelus being an Essay D'Oraisa, because it's in competition with Simchas Yontif, which is an Essay D'Oraisa. And the last two lines, the narrow lines, the Simchas Yontif, the Simchas Regel, Nami D'Rabbanan, because it's a Machta B'Chagecha, Haim B'Shamei Simchas, I told you yesterday, oh! So therefore, if Simchas Regel is only D'Rabbanan, so it's very logical to assume that Avelus is also D'Rabbanan. And the old expression in the Gemara, Essay the Yochid, Essay the Rav, don't take the word essay in the literal sense of the mitzvah, as I say the Oraisa. The whole thing is talking on a level of the Rabbana. That's what I said to you yesterday in Shir. Someone pointed out to me that the Marat Chayas here, the back of most Gemara, because it's a tradition of the Marat Chayas, says something interesting. He says he wants to know later in the Gemara's discussion of Mitzora Berego. Mitzorah Tzurlin, I say. Go to Rambam and Uchus Taran. Hagan Simchas, a regular Rabban, offset the Kumbat says in Yanay Torah. Ulay Atosu Shitasim Adli, the Chlitu with Brochus of Menzayan of Adveys, the Ramasu, Essay the Rabbin, the Afilu Essay the Rabbin, the Rabbanon, Doche Essay Shal Torah. Because the Rabbin is so powerful that it can be Doche and Essay Shal Torah, because of the Rabbin's dimension. So that's what my Rav Chaim said. The Tosfos does say that over there in Brachos. Mem Zayin is the famous Gemara about the Mishachar and Eved to make a minion. Supposedly making a minion is the Rabbanan. What could be the Ayat about a minion? Brachos is the Rabbanan, and Kedush is the Rabbanan, and Kedush is the Rabbanan, and everything is the Rabbanan. It must be that the all of Mem Tavodu, which is a Din D'Oraisa, which is only for a Yom, can be pushed aside by the Din of Minion, which is the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan. The Rosh happens to say differently. That's the famous Azra Tasha Zohar. The minion d'oraisa. That's the answer to this question. But our kofonah Tosfos she tells when they hold this way. Now, this being again, let's go back to our Tosfos. So when Tosfos says at the end, "Nirali the simcha teregel nami the rabbanon," the semach the hainu b'sham b'simcha, and therefore the expression "essay the rabbim" is used even in the context of the rabbanon. So I understood it automatically meant with respect to our veilus. It also must mean. The Rabbanon. There has to be a level playing field, right? Rabban and Yochid should hold them level of the Dorais of the Rabbanon. So now it's Maratkai, it's not necessarily so. Maybe, even the Maskana, in this post anyway, they hold that Avelis is a Dorisa. And nonetheless, it could be pushed aside by a Simchas Regal, the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon, the Rabban could be more powerful than Dorisa the Yochid. That's what they're offering Maratkai. I wanted to bring it to your attention. Nonetheless, the bottom line is we know that Tosfos holds throughout Shas in Brachos and later on, and in the Rosh holds that way, that Avelis in point of fact is only Midirabon. That's number one. Number two, you mentioned yesterday the issue of how do you understand Shitas HaRambam that Avelis does not apply until the Kavura. So I mentioned to you the content of Osig B'mitzvah Potim and HaMitzvah. Today's Ma'am Makomas call for a discussion of the Gemara called Gimel Amud Beis. Let's turn there right now. Start right now already before while I'm finishing up stuff from yesterday. Let's see right away. It says Misha Neitzamutal Lefanav Chav Gimel Amud Beis. It says in the third wide line of Potem Mikriyashma Min Atfila Min Atfilin will be called Mitzvah Ta'amuras Batora. So the other says he's Potem from Kriyashma Atfila and Tfilin. Guess what? He could also be Potem from Mitzvah Ta'amuras. How do you like that? So I mentioned this far to you from our Soloveitchik, the Chuan of the Baruch, and from others. It really goes back to the Kinega. I took out this yesterday to tell you about this. In the Tiferet Tetra Mishnayas, in the very beginning, in the third Perek, in Brochus, in the Boaz, Oth Aleph, is a lengthy correspondence with Rabbi Kiva Egan, who was a contemporary of the Tiferet Tetra. And he quotes a lot from Rabbi Kiva Egan. He quotes the Ramban. The Ramban we mentioned yesterday, page Reish Yud Bey, the famous Ramban. We'll come back to it a little bit later. And he quotes an expression for the famous Tiferet Lamosha, which says as follows: "Avu b'mitzvah asay shel evel kicholitza sandal v'chadome poter, the poter mikol mitzvah shebetorah." Here it is. This svara is found over here. So really, the reason why an onan is potter from avelus is the same as potter from krishma. In effect, what is the pitur? So we saw Rashi says, "Osig b'mitzvah, potter ben amitzvah." Maybe more than that. We'll get to a little bit more than that. But either osig b'mitzvah, potter ben amitzvah, in the sense literally of asek, or as Rashi would have it in the sense of brachas. Which this whole sugi is found as well, about the Zion and Mitzvahs. Rashi says that he's potter, the first Rashi in the third paragraph in Brachos, he should part the Machsheves Purato, Babi Adonai Lechotin, the potter, Mishim Tzir, the Mitzvah. So include in the general category of all sick of Mitzvah potter, not only do you do it with your hands, but your head is preoccupied. This could be pshat in the din of Misha Mesa Mutalafanav. It may be more than that, we'll try to discuss later. Probably whatever's more than that is likely the Rabbanan. And we're talking on a level of Zoraisa. So when Rabbi Kivega quotes over here, this din of Potter Mikol Mitzvah Moshe Batorah, that's what we said yesterday in Shir, it means in effect, Osig B'mitzvah, potter min amitzah. We had a discussion yesterday, how far do you go with this rule? Right? It doesn't apply to a low sase, only applies to an ase. What about avelis? Even though we're not there certain things which a person may be doing in a positive way, he's doing something, action, nonetheless, since the nature of avelis is a positive commandment, so then we can apply the principle of osig b'mitzvah potter min amitzvah. That's a possibility. We're going to revisit the Ramban in a minute. I just wanted to point it out to you. It really goes back to a quote in the Tiferes Tzvi from Rabbi Kivega from Tiferes Moshe. Okay, number two. Number three, if we open the Ramban, which we will, I want to make just one preliminary comment. In discussion with one of the Talmidim yesterday, our main focus is page Reish Yud Beis, which is the one that's Zirak, the yellow sheet that you have, some of you, those are on the original. So our whole question of tilpul back and forth, so we had a chance to look back at page Reish Ches, where the Ramban asks the question, which is the what he refers to. Reish Yud Beis, he begins this discussion with the words, will the inyan shilta of the shayilna karnepa, to go back to four pages in this edition to see what that question was. And the question was, I need Tamea, for those who have it, to look inside, at the tenth line. Heich lamdu agaonim avelis vidin aninus, falos mano shazeh, los mano shazeh. Sounds familiar, huh? How can it be? Mesa mutalafon of onin vartorah, zeh ikir aninus. Ubosos man eno mesavo, lo medivre tov, lo medivre tov. That's what he assumes now, before he gets to his parents, on page Reish Yud Beis. Nikbar mitabalova. And the next one, I just couldn't read it. I couldn't do the phrase, it didn't fit in. So I said, let's look elsewhere. I found in the green version, the green Ramban that they call us, that the Chiddush Ramban was printed some 30 years after this Ramban, there were two lines that were omitted from this edition. So with all due respect to the Mosad Rav Kook edition, it's missing two lines which you can find in the Bnei Brak edition. If you want to look it up, you see it. It's just missing the two lines. It's also an idea of Misa one day for another day. It just doesn't fit. So again, I don't want to go into the point you have in front of you. But you'll see the two lines are missing at that point. Back to Reish Yud Beis. I thought Shadrach Rabbi yesterday was also Osek B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. Because after all, he used the word Osek twice. He said over here, in Reish Yud Beis, as you all have, in Bosa L'Hachma Olav B'Chalitza Sandal Minu V'Tifas HaRosh At Iske HaMeis Nifsadin Bekach. And I thought that Pshat was, it's Osek B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah. It's busy or Torah B'Skeh Meis, either the action or preoccupation, and therefore they exempted him from the halakha of removing your leather shoes, of covering your head Batifa Tishmeilim, and as you said earlier, Kfiyas Mitosa, which means turning over all the beds. Now, that's what I thought Pshat was, and I still think it's a good Pshat, but today I was bombarded with some questions. I resisted most of them, but the last one I don't have a way out of. Although, I even with this new Pshat, I'm going to still get into trouble. At the very end of this discussion, the Ramban is, Falah filu liacha kvura, negale rosho lechvod harabim, koshken lechvod hameis harabim, mitaskim imel banosim b'masol. So Ramban throws in a new thing. It says the din of atifas harosh that an oval is required to cover his head in a specific fashion. Nonetheless, the Ramban quotes here a din that if the rabbin come in, if there are many people around, that if he goes covered, he can't really see them. They can't really see him. It's not nice. He is permitted to undo the covering, to uncover his head, the cover the rabbin. So the Ramban, you can do that, the cover the rabbin, koshkin, the cover the mace, etc., etc. Now, yes, is this osik b'mitzvah potter min HaMitzvah? So, does it do with that at all? There's no osik b'mitzvah potter min HaMitzvah when the oval is being greeted by many people. He's not doing any mitzvah whatsoever. They're doing a mitzvah. He's not doing anything. So, it's purely what I said yesterday. Based upon osik b'mitzvah potter min HaMitzvah, it's very difficult to understand the connection to this Zimut Ramban quote at the end of the Megala Rosh of the Kavod HaRabim. This leads me into what Usher suggested yesterday, or the years, that we're talking here about the Indian of Kavod HaBriyas. Kavod HaBriyas. Kavod HaBriyas is not Docha Din D'Oraisa, the famous Shigemar and Brochus, Now, the answer is, the Gemara over there, Dabchot, Shevi al Tata Shani. If you do something, Besheva, just not to do something, then Kalvat Abriyat is even Docha Oraisa. Usher suggested, a Chiddush, or someone else suggested, a Chiddush Gadol. The Ramban's Lashon here is, what are the exemptions during this period of time? Eino Cholot Minol the Sandal, Eino Mate Farosh, the Eino Chayav Ekfiyat Mitosa. Okay? So there's three in a row, we say that he doesn't have to do. So perhaps it's only limited to the Shevi Al Tata dimension. So you don't have to remove your leather shoes. What will happen if someone was in, was wearing his socks, he wasn't wearing any shoes, and now he finds out that someone passed away, and he wants to go put on his leather shoes to be able to go out? No! That's already Kumbhah say, you're over Nisa Daraisa. According to this understanding, this is over Abela Daraisa. Achidus Gadol, I still have a problem with it, which is Eino Chayav V'Kfiyas Mitosov, which means, as I explained to you yesterday, an Oval is Chayav V'Kfiyas Mitosov. In the old, we don't do it today, we'll get to it later, why? You're going to have to overturn the bed, not only the bed that the Oval sleeps on, all the beds in the house, that's a whole hassle. So as I explained to you yesterday, he has no time to go to every room in the house and overturn all the beds. Because I explained to you also to Mr. Potter and Mr. According to Nukshat, it's based upon Kavod Avriyus. What's coming up here is that I have five private bedrooms. Anyone knows whether the beds are turned over or not turned over? The covenant of by itself seems to also be an insufficient answer. That's just a combination over here. Covenant of Rias and also good mitzvah. And you'll put them both of them together to explain it. Unfortunately, I'm bound to not elaborate. So, unless you say that shot that Elias said yesterday, that the whole thing is not true. That's all one big parrot. This is a long Elias later. It's only the Rabbanon, these items. I try to resist that. So either it seems to be a combination of the two, or there's only one big tarot. If you have more to say about it, please let me know after the shiur. Okay. These are the hashmot, as we call them, the leftovers from yesterday's shiur. I said over yesterday my tarot, apparently in my rush to end before this is gone, I didn't explain it enough. I just repeated very briefly. My shot in Rambam was a completely different shot. Not that the Rambam was saying that the etzem, really, the Ramban is right, that there should be chiyuv avelus from the moment of the misa. It's just that we'll call them an osur mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, question of kavod abriyus, or whatever other terrorists you want to give, ein avelus lachatzoin. That also explains ein avelus lachatzoin means that assume that you can't, that some of the things you can't do, what the Ramban concedes. I'm sorry, you can't do all or nothing, so you have nothing. Can you justify the Shitas HaRambam without this idea of Ein Avelus L'Chatzoin? We saw yesterday it was a little bit difficult, but it's not so bad. You could say that Tirda. So we asked the Kash yesterday, David HaMelech, how to take a shower was on the way to do in the midst of Kavuras B'no. So we can answer that David HaMelech was hot and sweaty, and he felt he couldn't focus and concentrate on all the necessary preparations for Kavuras B'no until he went into the shower. I'll go beyond this. Somebody asked me a question last night. Ramban! What did Ramban do with David HaMelech? A Pasuk and Navi. What's Ramban going to do with that? So the answer, Ramban has two ways out. One way is, Ramban is in Torah on him earlier. Ramban says, a Melech is different. Melech b'yot yotach zen ha'ilech. He goes to Yom HaShech Yuma. In the last, the first mission in the last Perek. V'amelech v'akala yurchatu p'neihem. It's a Melech and akala yurchatu p'neihem. On Yom Kippur, even everyone else is prohibited. So too, a melech can wash, you know, even though he's in the status of what we call aninus, which really should be avedus d'oraisa, because after all, he's a melech. This would make more sense, of course. The precedential proof would make more sense, assuming that that the Ramban is of the opinion that we call shari nuyim and Yom Kippur are d'oraisa, and after became a melech is permitted to wash his face. This would indicate this kind of a distinction on the level of Torah. It's in the Torah, the other page, Kuf, Ayin, Zayin. Ein ha-melech v'ashor l'navlasu v'me'evlo, k'dera shekela b'yom ha-kipurim. That's what the Ramban answers. Second answer, Ubar m'dein makusha, rochat z'tzok l'haver es ha-zuhama me'olah v'ofra sh'shokov l'oret. You're allowed to wash, we'll get to this halakha later. If a person's filthy, fell into a mud it's a mud. And he's an Avela Shachmodel. He's allowed to wash himself off. The Havre is Azuma to get rid of the dirt. So that could have been the Nipshavat David HaMelech. Giving a raya from there. In any event, so, this being the case, the Rambam might say that even if he wasn't in the category of Zuhama proper, but still he felt he could focus better on the Tzorchei HaMeis by taking a shower first. So he wants to come on to, necessarily, to the Ein Avela Shachatzor in principle. He'll be straight, also be mitzvah, potom and a mitzvah, tirda the mitzvah, as we mentioned before. But the way I said shot at the end, nothing to do with that at all. Rather, based on the Lashon of the Rambam, in this state for our mitzvahs, as quoted by the Ketzer Mishnah, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Avel, and referred to, but so briefly, in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, and the expression the Rambam is at the beginning of his counting of the mitzvahs of Sefer Lamed Zayin, kind of at the beginning of the Rambam, Sefer Rambam, that the Rambam derives, see, here's what goes against everybody. Everybody in Tzono assume what the Rif says. That the source for Avedus arises via Chalti Chadas Hayom Yitra Ben Hashem. Rambam quotes the Perek Alef Alef Alef. He wants to just know. The real source is Lo Yitama. Lo Yitama. Here we show the Gemara. I was looking for yesterday, Chof and Medbeis. Rambam took a Gemara, which we think is innocuous, and made a big deal out of it. Rambam, the Gemara is in the Chof and Medbeis, the Braisa. Toner Abonim, towards the end of the narrow line. Kol Ha'amah B'Parshas Kohanim Shekor Mitama Lehen. Avel Misabel Alein. So we think it's just a convenience statement over here. Well, it just it doesn't mean anything. There's no intrinsic connection between the two. But the Rambam ran with it. So no, it's Havah Taya that the Avelus and the Tumah are the same thing. The Mitzvah says Liyitame Uliyitabel Shenema Lo Yitama. This is a foolish Pekvei the Lo Chavav. So therefore, we suggest Shana Rambam they're consecutive. Liyitame Uliyitabel. First, you busy yourself with the Tumah, with the Kvura. And then, after you finish with that, part two kicks in on that same day, if the day hasn't passed yet, and that is, Lis Abel Avelis Yomishin, after the Kvura. So you have to come on to very Turim and Lundus, simply. It didn't start yet. It didn't start yet. That's what I thought the pshat was. Someone added, one of the Svarim may say, that what's the connection between Tumah and Avelis? They're both the Kovat Ameis. Tumah certainly Kovat Ameis, and Avelis, we'll see later, might also be Kovat Ameis, the Sugan Sanhedrin. And therefore, this could be the link between the two dimensions of the mitzvah called Shita Rambam. In any event, we understand very well where they come one after the other. The Zachazen. Okay. And what started us talking was: is there any possibility of an in-between zone that the Avelus didn't start yet, but the Aninus passed already? So we suggested according to the Rambam and the Ramban, it can't happen. It's impossible because the Esem, it starts in the Nisa on the level of the Oraita, and whatever postpones it, with the Asik Bemes or whatever it is, as soon as that finishes, so then you have to have the Avelus begin immediately. However, according to this person in the Rush, it's possible to say that the Mechayev of the Avelus is the Kvura. Or the equivalent of Kvura, we mentioned yesterday, the Malka Beis, when you turn your back on the Aron, and you can have a hiatus. Where is this kind of a hiatus? It's found in the Furish, in the Rush, in the back of the Gemara, Sin Simon Nun Hei. What did it say? The Rush talked about a case of a person who never died in jail. There's no Aninus, he says, there's no Karina Rei Mesa Mutla Funas, because they can't do anything about it right now. When we call Makom, Lo nedaminu, when the siyashim of the kovah shiyochol aleihem avelus me'ato. No. So what situation do you have in this case? Neither aninus nor avelus, neither nor. We're in limbo. This limbo state of the kovah only exists in the Rosh Hashitah, so the pashtus. The pashtus, although it's not clear, but it's only at least a possibility that is limited to the Rosh Hashitah. This is what I wanted to talk about from yesterday's shiur. Now we're going to start today's shiur. Almost halfway through today's shiur, we're starting today's shiur. Okay, the sugyan of Chav Gimel of the day. Let's analyze it very carefully. And then Meisa Mutal Lefonov. As I mentioned yesterday, we call it in our language Aninus. The Shulchanar called it and Shin and Aleph on top. Vidini Aninus. But we said it's just a borrowed expression. It's nothing to do with with the aninus of the dinda araisa lo chalti ba'oni mimenu. They start they end at different times. One ends as soon as the kavura is done. One ends when the sun sets, and depending on how long it takes for the kavura, each one can come before the other. If the kavura is someone died at midnight and buried at noon, so the Mesa Mutlafanav ends at noon, and then Nina Saraisa Fakachim ends at sunset. If someone died at noon, buried at midnight, so the Nina Fakachim ended already as soon as the sun sets, and the Mesa Mutlafanav ended at midnight. They end different times completely. Fine. This is what it says. So what dinim are the basic two dinim? Fundamentally, so the part we call a mitzvah, which is a say, and also bevasa v'yayin. Okay? Also bevasa v'yayin. That's what it says. The first in the Gemara called Gimel on the base, the same Gemara appears in Barakas, you're dying on the base. Says type, the ain't a hoko bevasa v'ayin a shos v'yayin. Nira, if he had you the shari v'tari back to the Titus. Oh, we're already beginning our first introduction to the law of the Pishon, which we're going to try to discuss, I told you in this, in the Kavis of Hilchot Aves. What does it say there? Gabi Erev Tisha B'Av Dinah Basa V'Yayim Asudim HaSek Basa Kol Zman She'en HaKish Lomin V'Yayim Begito is Mutter. It's not considered to be in the category of Basa V'Yayim HaMissamchim V'Yayim HaSameach yet. Ha'chi Nami Shari B'Yonin. Who? The Tosef is suggesting in the first line that the kind of Basa V'Yayim which is not Lita Simcha, which is permissible Erev Tisha B'Av it's permissible to for an onen as well. Mew, ain't the gilin lino bem hat the love of kabel of a tishah b'av. No, that's a side point. Tema, mashma the onen chama me'avel. Look at this. The lamasina avel sheva isa bebas of the ayin. We didn't catch him. Askechan the avel ochel the catch him. The onen asur. This line is very bothersome. Why is it bothersome over here? Because Tosfos is sort of flitting back and forth between Onen, Doraisa, Fakachim, and Maisa Sheni, and Onen, as we know it, is the shorthand for Mishamesa Mutta Lefana. They seem to be, they coined the phrase Onen, and they got so carried away with it that it's sort of going back and forth. It's Bukhar, not Meduyuk. That's a horror. Anyway, let's continue. Uvishard var mechmir ba'avelos v'kfiyat ha'mita v'nilas ha'sada v'tivas ha'rosh v'tu v'yika uva'onen shari. So what's going on? What's more common? Which one is it? Yesh lama. The dvar m'shem mishum evel mutta gabe onen uva'avelos ha'sur. Period. This is Tosfos who says the two different things. You have the bezeh, mutta bezeh, unrelated to each other. And therefore, avelos begins only after the kavur. Abu Dvar Sha'ainam Asur Mishum Avelus. El Mishum Sheyesh Lalios Torud Vikvurat Meso Velo Yimoshech Achar Dvar Macherim Kon Achilas Bosa Shtias Yain Asiri Ba'onen Dabka. So it's simply Shami Yimoshech. He's going to get involved in something else and he will forget about taking care of the mace. The Tash Mishamita the Mashra Besamach the Asa Ba'onen. It's not because of the Avelus. It so happens. This is the one activity. It's usher for an own and usher for another. But for two completely different reasons, argues Tosfos. Totally different reasons before the Kvura and after the Kvura. That's what it says. Oh, Shema Simcha Yisert of the Chutzpah. Kach Matzot. Uvetiglachas of a Tichvotes. Loyadinan is sorry for owning. He's not sure. What do you mean he's not sure? The Torah means as follows. The Torah says they never avail it. He is sure. There's no availus before the Kavura. His only shaila is maybe we should ask for these things not because of availus, for the Shema Yimoshek. The whole process, washing your clothes, taking a haircut, the whole big deal. The Shema Yimoshek will get involved in this activity and he'll forget about the mace. That's what Shas and Tosis, in my opinion. Fine. So here's the Tosfos where they make a clear distinction between Avelus and Aninus, unrelated to each other completely. Question. Lemaskonat Tosfos, the wine and the meat which do not qualify as misamchim because of their somewhat inferior quality as per the sugya of Tainat Aflamin, what's their status with respect to an individual who's known him? Misha Meta Muslafona. Usr or Musa? What do you say? Usr or Musa? Tell us by saying that the Arab Tisha B'Av, certain kinds of somewhat inferior meat and wine, is permissible. It's not some Misameya. What's the status for an Onen, the Maskana Tatosis? Who knows? Who wants to venture a guess? Nobody. Okay. So the Noda Yehuda suggests, I think it's true from his son, that at the beginning in Tarsus, the Makshin held that Anidus is simply a form of Avelus. Again, using what Anidus in shorthand. Misha Mesa Mutlafar is a sort of a form of Avelus, and so is Sudamat Bekes, so we can derive from one to the other. But the Maskonas are Tarsus, that Misha Mesa Mutlafar has absolutely nothing to do with Avelus, not at all. The restrictions are purely Shema Yimashek. We're afraid he'll get dragged and involved in some other activity and forget about his responsibility to take care of the maids. If that's the case, who cares if one is inferior, superior? Well, what's the difference? He'll get involved in it and he won't take care of the Tzarchei HaMeis. Yes? What by Aaron and his children? What does it say by Aaron and his children? Absolutely, you're saying 100% correct that the asmach will find later in the sugya. We refer to that as an understanding that a person who's not a kohen or not a kohen gadol or whatever the case may be would have to refrain from taking a haircut during shiva, shloshim, etc. The case may be, but we're discussing an additional point. We're assuming for the moment that before the kavura, the pitzot, there is no concept of avelus. So what's their suffix with respect to glachas and tefillos? It's not a hippos avelus. Their suffix is whether it's considered shemi yimash. That's how I understood it. Okay, this is what Tosfos is saying. So it's possible that in the Havamina they thought that Anina is the kind of an avelus, and therefore if this yayin and boss is not mesameach, so it's mutter. The maskana shemi yimashich, then it should remain also. The Nogida suggests it, so we reject it somewhat. It's not so clear what his bottom line is, but that's what I would have said. Do we find elsewhere both of the yayin as being a manifestation of Avelus? To the contrary, the poskim has kakasha. An other mutter the both of the yayin. How can Tosa suggest in the first line that both of the yayin are prohibited from a mesa mutlafonav as a manifestation of Avelus? It's an impossibility. Another himself is mutter for both of the yayin. What was going through Tosa's mind? Doesn't Tosa know that Avelus had a both of the yayin during the week of Avelus? What were they thinking? So, it's interesting. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, in Simon Tov Kuv Samach Aleph, it's caught in Dalit. The person sees Yerushalayim, the Korbana, for the first time, on that day, it's also the Boser V'yayin. Now, also the Boser V'yayin, there's no Shemi and Moshe, there's no Mace, there's nothing. So clearly, from the Kaf Sevah Ferach, clearly those Poskim who say that are working with an assumption that refraining from Bosa V'yayin is a form of maintaining Avelus, staying away from Bosa V'yayin, which are Mitzameach. Apparently, this Shita would work with an assumption that it's only a very serious form of Avelus, the most serious form of Avelus, which prohibits Bosa V'yayin. When is that? that is Sura Mapseket. Also suggests that is Mr. Mesa Mutalafana, and that is Yom Sharayu Shvayim B'Chubana B'Tchila. In these three cases, it's such a strong form of Avelus that both of the Yayin are also. During the Shiva, after the Kvura, it's a lesser form of Avelus, and both of the Yayin would be Mutal. Or we could suggest that really both of the Yayin should have really been up even the whole 7 days of Avelus. But the Gemara Sanhedrin, enough Ayin, Amar Aleph says, Lo Nivri Yayin L'Nachem Avelus Shenema, Tanu Shechel Oved the Yayin L'Mori Nefesh. Then perhaps we could suggest, I mean, that's a special dispensation. Otherwise it would have been stripped even the entire week of Shiva. Perhaps. In any event, here's a big question for today, which is, what exactly is this Aninah status? What is it? Is it a form of Avelus, which is the way Tosafot starts off? Or is it simply Shema Yemashech? Which one is it? So it's really, as we will see, not so simple. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas is clear that it's simply a matter of Shema Yemashech. As we see here in our figure in Tosafot, that seems to be the Maskan of Tosafot too. But this may not be unanimously accepted. Places in the Sefer Brachas on Daf Yud Zayin, going over to your test, there's something very interesting. So it starts off by quoting a Yerushalmi, which is found here in our Tosafot as well. Maybe we better turn to this, because you all have Moed Kav, not all of you have Brachas, let's call it Moed Kav. Okay. Let's go straight, it'll be the easiest way. The aim lilmod isa legaleach mit the time of the Sefer Smachas. Hoya megaleach v'amulo. Anybody look it up? Anybody look it up? On the stars? Anyone look at that? Yeah? You know what a farmer's sacrifice smokers? Who knows what a farmer's sacrifice smokers? Who knows what a farmer's sacrifice smokers? I couldn't find it. It's in the back of the Sechta of the Zohar. It's also called by the name Eva Rabosi. So the Rabban calls it one name, and Tosko a different name. Tosko is two different names. You should know what it is. It's printed in the back of the Sechta of the Zohar. Okay? Called Masechtas Ketanas. Whole series of Masechtas. Was it the last year of the name? Masechtas Titus and Masechtas Tzulun, right? That was Masechtas Mezuzah. It's in the same series over there. Okay? Hoya Megalea. The Amrullah Mace Echad Mikrovo. Here is a Yigmar. Mashma Halo Hitzkil Asur. You see, you're not permitted to take a haircut in the state of Aninus. Wrong. No, the Shmuahiri. Well, the Akasha Nigma, you heard, he's got notified, was notified that his relative was dead and buried. Well, the shame we vote, Kostap, Mikulachas Osir, the last one of the Rosh Hashanah Tifro, by Ikra Yud, Hakuli Amasiri, the Inu, owning him, Avu. They were owning him. Do you mean to say that didn't the writer? Didn't tell us for the view that there's no avail of the right, so what are you calling a prophet for? Let's say, as I need a right, there's no avail of the right. Difficult. Well, the Tafish Amida de Asrinan, the Summer, the role of Hatir Banina, the famous Gemara of Ksubas. Who long Ksubas here in your life? Davdalit. No one's willing to raise their hand. Alright, I won't call on you. Who long Ksubas? Still? Maybe we should learn the sugar of us together. All right, we'll leave that and we finish the Ma'am HaKaimus. Or maybe even before we finish, we'll try to analyze the sugar and Ksubas. It's a very important thing. I thought you knew already. You see, learned cards in the yeshivas, they don't learn. Ksubas, everybody knows already. Alright, so believe that or remind me that we get the, after we finish the sugar, we'll insert the sugar and Ksubas. It's very important to know. What does it say over there? Famous story. So Adina says, what's the famous story over there? What happened? It's a strange Gemara. If the father of the chos, the mother of the kala died, and you don't want to lose all wedding expenses and the shevet brachos expenses, so you allow the chuppah and the tashmish to take place right away, and postpone the kvura until afterwards. Father Kamina Hasan Avela Sahakila. Vassal is a zulibe. Umachshemai kula ilayim as a katani ball of the mitzvah. Peshur lo chayel avelis alay. Oh, that's not a kula. I just mutta samota. Enra salam ashen kula bedavim. The rich gay as hell that an owner is mutta betashish based on his gemara, the kipshuta. No, it doesn't mean that. Halachi kama. Ein kula ba'avelus, kiin ba'aninus. For the author is alzuli ba'avelus. The sukkah of yichud and avelus, I hope we won't, I have to come on ksubas. You know, but it will make a zumar makamah, we'll add it in. Okay, but for the moment, we finish the first verses here of the sukkah, and we understand what Tosis is driving at. Okay. Next Tosis. Any questions in Tosis so far? Okay, if you have more, you'll have to let it. The end of Alchanella. Pirish Pekuntris, the Brachos Bishameso, Birchos Amotzi. The end is Amen, Birchos Amotzi. Okay? There's no Birchos Amotzi, and there's no Birchos Amotzi. Tosis goes to a back and forth. What does it mean? Two parts of Mizimun. One, that they actually say something to, that they can be yoked to one with the other. Fine. That's the first part of the Tosis. Let's go to the main part of the Tosis. They quote Rashi, which is God's Hashem, in parentheses, and the Mavarach means the Ain Sarech Levarech Birchas HaMazel. Mashal Mi Perusho, the Ain Isu Levarech, who Vishmait Nani Pirish Kinyon is there. Who me, who me de Kama Berech Perek Mishameso, also on the Mahdi, Omar, Tok Arba Amasu Di Osar, Pirish Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Vibrochis, the Ika Isu Levarech, Gan Betosha, Pirish Di Osu Levarech, is an iser for an individual to make a bracha when it's in the status of aninus. It's prohibited. Okay? Skipping a few lines, we'll get to the last two lines, this is the most important. Peshur matasi b'Yerushalmi. Okay? Now we're down to the last five lines. The reish peg mishameso. Tani. Im rasa lahachmer al atno ein shomelo. Here it is, the Ferish. When we machmer and make a bracha, we don't listen to you. We don't lie and make a bracha. Why not? Why not, Lama? Two reasons. One, if they kvodo shomeif. Oh, two, mishem she'ein lo misha yisa maso'o. Because no one take care of it for him. If he's going to start making brachas and doing mitzvahs, no one's going to worry about the meif. What's the first day of? Kvodo shomeif. What does kvodo shomeif mean? It doesn't say. So I don't know what the word Kodesh Shemesh means. Okay. Uporia, they have Yerushalmi as the Kasha, V'atanya potem in the Tilas Lulav, because Sagadayte denier the Yomtis, Ubo Eino Torah Lisa V'maso. So therefore what? Therefore what? What does that prove? The fact that he's potem from the Tilas Lulav and Yomtis, what does that prove about that? Which side is correct. Kavanah meis. U'mishane tipasa b'chol. Pirish b'chol o shel moed. So in b'chol o shel moed, that's where the status of aninus applies. Because in b'chol o moed, we know we go to the kvura, etc., etc. Let's stop here for 1 minute. Let's stop here for a minute because the last three lines are even more difficult. Let's stop for a minute and discuss b'chol o moed. B'chol o moed is found, Rabotai, in Tosis in the Sefer Brachos that you catch the following expression. When I Yerushalmi the Meshani the Pasim and Tilas Lulav the Naya B'Kol HaMoed the Torah of Yisra Maso Lamadnu She B'Kol HaMoed Shayach Aninus Kishameso Muto Lefono. Okay, you see before she Yerushalmi Aninus B'Kol HaMoed the Kevin the Kishamuto Lefono Shayach Aninus Kimutal al zakarba, kimutal lefan of dami. The expression in the Gemara Brachos at Yitzchak. Shechein itcha, misha meisa mutal lefan of. Vein al zakarba, eino noeg aninus. From the eino al zakarba, let's say, we saw the example before in the rush, he's in jail. Right? The mate died in jail, or the relative is in jail. There's the eino al zakarba, he can't do anything. The Pashas, this is no Aninus whatsoever. What's the connection here in the Tosfos? They start with Chol HaMoed, you see the Aninus for Chol HaMoed, and then they go on to say, as a result of this somehow, that if someone is in jail, that there is no Aninus.
What's the connection with Chalamoyed in jail? Nir Zaiti told like a very important thought over here. Tosfos is attempting to demonstrate from Chalamoyed a critical yisod that the restrictions of Aninus for Bosa V'Yayin and the Issa B'Mitzvot is not a function of Avelus. Because Ein Avelus B'Moyed. So had Aninus been what does that indicate? So what's the reason for the din of Onay? What is it? Again, what? Kavod, Kavod Shomei. You can't say Issa Matzah. There is no Matzah on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Rabbi Chanina, Mikav, and Shayuz the Kukim, Lahavala, Oren, Vitachrichin, Tanina, Taman, Machshich, and Alatum, Vitakeach, Alis, Kekal, and Skamay, Sagam, and Vitachrichin. That means you had to go to the very border in order of the Tum. You had a quick getaway, quick start to take care of the needs of the maze. So therefore, Nami, Kimoshu, Nosa, Masoi, Dami. So therefore, it's considered to be someone who's carrying the burden. In other words, don't prove from here, from the tour of Shofar, that the reason is Kavod HaMeis. No, the reason is Issa Matzah. But the Issa Matzah applies even on Yontif because you can go to the border of the Tchum. Last line. Mashma, the Pligi B'Shabbat B'Yontif, the Eino Mivorech, the Maid Arina. Neo Akashla, the Amina B'Sefer, B'Shabbat, Mavarech, and Mizamah, and Tzorachim. Last line is almost impossible to read. It's easier to see it in the rush, since the rush is on the Mammoth Almas. Let's turn to the rush right now, and we'll see what he does about this last line. This is Sinan Nun Dalit. Both of you with Shalmi. But a small lamed of the Karma and the Tamil is where the end of the quote of the Yerushalmi. Miu baha palag Yerushalmi agamara didan. The mashmahasan da fila v'shabit. Kevin the makshikin al akum lahadol and tachwikin. The Chalav Avelus, presumably Daninus. The Hocha Arminon, the Bishabbos Chayev, the Kol Mitzvah Amuras Batorah. Vodin Biyantif. What's the meaning of the Shabbos and Yantif? The Yesh Omrim, the Gemara Didan Ari Bishachris, Vos the Mayolais Erev, the Shaykh of the Mema, the Machshikh and Alatkum, Vos the Bishachris. Vulim Nire, the Lokasha, the Vade, the Kol, שיוכל לעשות צורכי המאית, אף על פי שאין עוסק, יש לו דין הנינוס מבני כבודו של מאית, שליבו פוני לחשב על צורכי המאית ויעסק בהם תומת. אבל בשבת ויומתס, שאין יוכל לעשות צורכי המאית, אלא להחשב ביעלמה ודווקא בשור שהוא מחשב פוטר, אבל כל היום חייב. So the Rosh is saying over here, look what he's saying, Chiddush Neira. The Kvodo Shomeis does not apply to Shabbos V'Yomtov. How do you define Kvodo Shomeis? Not that a person should be so overwhelmed with grief that he shouldn't have any cook to get involved in mitzvahs. That's not even a shot. Kvodo Shomeis means you should be focused on taking care of the needs of the maids. And on Shabbos and on Yomtov, you can't lift a finger, there's no Kvodo Shomeis. That's against the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says with the Katani, Potter Mitzkiya Shofar. No, it's the Rosh. Heino Bishar Shul Machshich the last 10 minutes. And this is the Mashmachi. The Kevin is talking about the Hashish. Mashmach Bishar Shul Otuk the Hashish. Period. That's how the Rosh understands. Okay? This is what the compromise that the Rosh makes. Not everyone agrees to this. Clearly there are those who say there's a Nachlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Rosh tries to be Mar B'Sholom Ba'olam. Okay, about that. We have to now analyze Psak Halacha. Psak Halacha is found in two places, in Yoredeya
in Simon Shin Mem Aleph, and in Orach Chaim in Simon Ayin Aleph. Okay? What is the Pesach Halacha? Shulchan Aruch Paskins as follows. If you have a Yerodea, you have it as our first foray into the Shulchan Aruch. I brought up some extra Shulchan Aruch to brought up. I brought extra Gemara for those who need. Shin Mem Aleph Sif Aleph. What's the loss of the Shulchan Aruch? Misha, Mace, Lamace, etc. Potsim, we call Mitzvah, Amurit, Vatara. Vafilu, and Eno, Tzarech, Lassik, Vatarech, Yamace, to go and she yes, lo, Achayim, Shalskin, Vishvila. Vies, Omin, Shafilu, and Yirta, Lahachim, Alatsno, Lavarech, Alanus, Omin, Achayim, Mavokin, Eno, Rashoi. Uvishabbat, Yomtev, So, the pashtus is that if he wants to be nachman himself to make a bracha, he has to amen. Ain or Ashur. Quote is a yes omen. And in the Ramah writes in small letters, Ayin, so it comes to Ramah, Ayin Barachayim, Simen Ayin Aleph. So therefore we have to be Mitzvah the Shvah, Adivre Chachamim. What does it say in Arachayim? Simen Ayin Aleph. What does the Shulchan Aruch say there? The Dichas Kriya Shema. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Misha Meitzel Meitz, Shukhai Lutabal Alom. Afilu eino mutlal of the korbo. What do you mean eino mutlal of the korbo? What does that mean? We'll see later. Someone else taking care of it for you. Pata mikriya shema mitfilu. Vafilu imrosa la'achim ralato of the korbo eino rashoi. Period. Not allowed. Then he says, v'im yesh lo mishi yishtado b'shvilo b'tochi kvura v'rosa la'achim ralato of the korbo. So you say Rashoi? Doesn't say Rashoi. It's the three other words. Ein mochin v'yodo. We don't lock them up. So the Mepharshim explain, it's ein Rashoi. Ein Rashoi. That the Mechabit's fastening is not allowed to be machmir, as is often a Yerushalmi. Nope. But there's two Lashonis in Yerushalmi. According to one Lashon Yerushalmi, it's because of Kvod Hashem Eitz. According to the Lashon Yerushalmi, it's because of the Eilam Bishir Tzimassol. Nafkamina. Right, you saw the rush? The rush spells out the Nafkamina more than he saw in person. What did the rush say? Well, the rush quotes it to Yerushalmi. The rush says, Mai Benayu, Koshi Eilam Bishir Tzimassol. He tell me the quote I made, Osir. He tell me the Eilam Bishir Tzimassol. Harei Eilam Bishir Tzimassol. You know? That's what it said. And therefore what, by the way? And therefore what? Fill in the missing word. And therefore what? No. Fill in the word. What? Rashai or Mutter. That's the Pashto. Correct. Okay? So, fine. Major problem. This is a major, major problem. It's raised by the Chazanish and by others. What are these two Lashonis fighting about in the Yerushalmi? Because the simple read of the Yerushalmi, as he quoted in the Rosh, it's a little bit intelligent, they're fighting about the Isser, Rabotai, the Isser for an owner to perform mitzvahs. Let's assume for the moment that the Isser does not apply. What do you say then? Okay, no Isser, great. So we had someone said Rashai or Mutter. What might one suggest another word? What? Chayim? I'd like you to prove to me that chayav is the more appropriate term. Luwali? Maskul mitzvah? Prove it. Prove it from what we just read. That the alternative is not just rashai or mutter, but chayav. No, prove it. But Bartai, it's right in front of your nose. No takers? No? The proof? Vatanya potter miskiya shalva potter min silas lulav. What's the kasha? If the whole discussion over here is whether it's usher or not usher, but everybody agrees that you're potter. Everyone agrees that you're potter. Like the Tariya says, well, it's potter, it's rashai, but it's a question of whether it is or not. So what's the kasha? Vatanya potter miskiya shalva potter min silas lulav. So what? I didn't say no. But I don't know if you're following me. The Gemara, the Shaila, what the Yerushalmi, the Shaila, what's the reason why it's also to do with Mitzvah Shirin Onim? According to one version, it's called a Shomei. Second version is Ein Lamish Yisra Matzol. Alright? Correct the Gemara, Kasha, Vatanya, Potem, Minatila, Tula, Potem, Minatila, Shofar. What does that mean? How do we say Pshat? Come on, we said Pshat together before. Well, that's how we said. If it's a matter of Kodesh Shomei, Nicha. We can understand that it applies even on Shabbat. Okay, have to be overwrought, etc. Fine. But if it's a matter of Yisra Masol, there is no Yisra Masol on Shabbos. So we shloved up. Which side? The first side, the first day of the Yerushalmi of Kodesh Shemesh. We shloved it up, right? It says, Potem and Atilas Lulav is Tia Shorta. But according to Eli, that everything is your Potter, and the only Shaila is what? Whether what? Whether what? Whether what? It's Osir or not. But you didn't shlug up anything. The it is that Eli's Torah is not to be the right Torah. Namely, that it's double or nothing. We live in an age of extremes, Rabbi Sai. Either it's awesome to do the mitzvah, or you're chayav to do the mitzvah. And there's no middle ground. There can't be a middle ground. Because if there's a middle ground, the Rishami's kasha makes no sense. I repeat. We thought of Shami Rishami, why is it awesome to do the mitzvah? Is it Kodesh Ameis? Or is it why? Or is it that proves what? It can't possibly be because of Yisra Masol. There's no matzah on Rosh Hashanah. It must be because of what? Because of Kvodo Shel Meis. And Kvodo Shel Meis applies even on Rosh Hashanah anymore, I think, at this point. Oh, so the question becomes, what's the kasha to begin with? La'olam, I'll say the reasons for the Yisra is Yisra Masol. And that is in fact should not apply in Rosh Hashanah. And then, but it never said in this rite of Atanya at the office of Rosh Hashanah. All it said was, Potter. Right? It said Potter or Mutter. So it's Potter from Shofar, but it's Mutter to do Shofar. So from the Rishami's question, it would seem it's either one extreme or the other. That's the Pashas. The major problem, Rabbi Osman. If this is the case, why is the Shulchan Aruch passing the way he passing? The Shulchan Aruch writes, L'chumra, what do you mean L'chumra? That you're not permitted to perform mitzvahs, even if Yesh Lo Misha Yisra Matzol. Question is why? Why should there be a stock in this way? Let's figure out it's an unresolved question in the Rishami. Unresolved, right? Never resolved, it's back and forth. Now, on the one hand, if we're going to tell the person it's us if you're going to do the mitzvah, so you're going to mevatel the mitzvahs I say, the all right. Right? You're going to mevatel the mitzvahs I say, the all right. If, on the other hand, he's going to perform the mitzvah, what did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? He didn't tell him to do the mitzvah. What did he do wrong? He violated this issue which exists here in the Yerushalmi, and only may not do a mitzvah. What kind of Yisra is that? Presumably the Rabbanon, not one of the Tayag mitzvahs. As I said, the Rabbanon, Kodesh Shomeis, Yisra Masol, whatever they be. Presumably the Rabbanon. So, if you are a pasuk in a shaila, you have any bayad law of sheep, it's unresolved question, and you're told, if you go this way, I'm about to miss a mitzvah d'oraisa. If you go that way, the worst case scenario is, what are you doing? You're trying to do an Yisra, the Rabbanon. It's up to me, I tell them, go for the d'oraisa. Do the mitzvah say and take a chance on the Yisra Rabbanon. So why does Shulchan Aruch pass the Fakir, the Chumra, and the Shaila? That's the question. So a mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll have to see the first Tosis in the Sugya Masech of Brachos, Daf Yizayin, what's the difference in Yerushalmi. And it's going to help us open up this entire Sugya, which we will discuss then. Thank you.
mean, you know.